Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God all praise, all glory, and all honor on this evening. Glory to God, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. We say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's joining us on this evening. Glory to God. We promise not to hold you long, glory to God, but we understand this is the start of the Sabbath, glory to God. But I want to share with you, glory to God, what the Holy Spirit had ministered to me on yesterday and on today as I shared with my mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Then I'm going to sing a praise and worship song. Glory to God. I'm not going to prolong the time. I know I said 6 o'clock. Glory to God. But we want to start off, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, with worship. Glory to God. God, I thank you for bringing us here on this evening. I do not take it lightly, Lord God, as we come before you, humbling ourselves with a heart of repentance, bound at your feet, God. Asking for forgiveness, we've done anything knowingly, unknowing. We cancel every curse, hex of extra spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast it into the abyss from whence it came. We're in the power to confuse the language. We bind the witches, warlocks, soothsayers, psychics, medium, necromancers, witch doctors, voodoo doctors, those that cast spells, conjure up spells, written spells, send out spells, Ouija boards, in the name of Jesus Christ, those that practice the dark arts, dark magic, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that have been influenced by the enemy and know they've been influenced by the enemy. Those that have been being influenced by the enemy and don't know they're being influenced by the enemy. Those that astral plane, astral project, we cancel their assignments on this evening in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. We're in the positive, confuse the language. We cancel their assignment of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit and deception, torture, torment, spirits of manipulation, chaos and confusion, mischief, mayhem, malice. In the name of Jesus Christ, resentment, bitterness, strife, angerness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel those assignments on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're in the positive, feast of language. God, I pray right now for the sick and the shut-in, those that are sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, those that are in hospice care, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those that are going through surgery right now, and those being prepped for surgery, and those that are coming out of surgery, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all the babies that are being born on today, in the name of Jesus Christ, and their mother, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for those that are traveling home on this evening, Lord God, whether by car, train, boat, Lord God, airplane, whatever means of transportation, Lord God, that they're taking to get to their destination. God, I pray for those that are traveling overseas to do the work of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray safe travels. God, I thank you for going before them and preparing the way and setting the atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ so the people can receive you in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, God, for your angels that you're assigned to each and every last one of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for the warring angels that are fighting on our behalf. I thank you, Lord God, for your tender, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your dunamis power, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your consuming fire that's moving across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I thank you, God, for giving us this day another chance to come before you, to repent, to humble ourselves, to turn from our wicked ways, to acknowledge you, Lord God, to worship you in spirit and truth, to praise you, to magnify your name in the name of Jesus Christ, to boast and talk about you and share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is present on tonight, Lord God. God, I ask that you continue to move on their behalf. I ask God, signs, miracles, and wonders. Follow them all the days of our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever they put their hands to, God, you said it's blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for going before them, Lord God, in this present hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you, Lord God, for what you already done on tomorrow. But God, we don't have to worry about tomorrow because you said tomorrow has already taken care of itself. So I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your joy, your unspeakable joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord being our strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those that are here on this evening, Lord God, that are going through some type of kind of pain in their body, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, God, whether it be sickness, illnesses, infirmity, diseases, Lord God, or whatever the case may be, I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. From the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. I speak healing over their organs, over their limbs and ligaments and joints and muscles and tendons. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those that are battling things that's going on in their mind on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have bouts of depression, anxiety, Lord God, hallelujah, stress, the bad stress, being overwhelmed, Lord God, I speak to their mind on tonight, and I declare and decree that whom the Son set free, he is truly free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up the strong man on tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we kick him out of his house, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up the strongholds on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We kick them out of the house in the name of Jesus Christ. We sweep and we do a cleansing from top to bottom in the name of Jesus Christ. We seal up every crack, every crevices. We seal up every portal in the name of Jesus Christ. And we seal up every interdimension portals and hallways and stairways in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ. We seal up the windows and the doorways. Hallelujah, in every entry point and every access point, we seal it up with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for your transformation change, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, hallelujah, and how you're doing it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and we thank you and we praise you. For such a time as this, we glorify your name and we magnify your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we count it all joy. Hallelujah for everything you made and everything you created. You said it is good. So, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah for your creation, Lord God. We thank you for making us and creating us in your own image, out of your own likeness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you for a Christ-like mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah, God, we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And we will hold on to your unchanged word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, for your promises are yea and amen. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. How you are the great I am that I am. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you and I praise you. I touch and agree with the prayers of a righteous that avail of much, that are going up on behalf of those around the country and around the world, hallelujah, both far and wide, and every nation, every continent, and every country, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God. I stand in the gap on their behalf, in the name of Jesus Christ, as a gateman and a watchman on a wall, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for answering every prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ, for moving on our behalf, signs, miracles, and wonders, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you and I praise you for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give God a praise. We give him glory. And we give him honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah, praise your name, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thirst for you. We search for you. In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. baptized once again. We thirst for you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. How many people thirst for the God? Hallelujah. We search for you. Glory to God. In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to. Glory to God. Our place where you, glory to God, can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Oh, Lord, we are waiting. Let your river flow. Come flood our hearts again. Quench our thirsty souls. We thirst for you. We search for you. Hallelujah. In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to. Glory to God. Our place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you. Come on, let's worship him. We thirst for him. We search for him. Glory to God, because this is a dry and barren land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thirst for you. Come on, let's one more time. We search for you. Glory to God. In a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to. Glory to God. A place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you. Hallelujah. We thirst for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thirst for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thirst for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise the name of the Father on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Hallelujah. We worship him and spirit and truth. Glory to God. Father, we're all here to worship. Glory to God. And praise you. Glory to God. And Father, we're so sincere to show you. Glory to God. How much we love you. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Because we surely serve a mighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are no words that I can say to glorify the greatest name. When others are ashamed to say, I will still proclaim your mighty God. Hallelujah. Your mighty God. Your mighty God. Your mighty God. I will still proclaim your mighty God. Hallelujah. Because he's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, because see, we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. I will always put you first. Hallelujah. Come on now. Let's worship him. There are no words that I can say to glorify the greatest name. Hallelujah. When others are ashamed to say, I will still proclaim your mighty God, your mighty God, your mighty God. I will still proclaim your mighty God, because he's a mighty God. Because there are so many people that are ashamed to say that he's a mighty God. But we're not those type of people. We're not even in that group to classify us to say we are not ashamed. Because let me tell y'all something. If you ashamed of God, he will be ashamed of you. Isn't that something? And that's Bible. Glory to God. I will still proclaim your mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Glory to God. He's a mighty God. He's a blessed God. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. And we worship him and we praise him. We glorify him and we magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you. I know this song says, we worship you in the spirit. We worship you in the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We worship you in the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said we could come boldly before the throne of grace. Glory to God. Now we can feel your glory. Glory to God. As we worship you, worship in this place, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I can feel your presence all over me. Glory to God. He said we could come boldly, glory to God, before the throne of grace. Now I can feel your glory. Glory to God. As we worship in this place, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I can feel your presence all over me. Glory to God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We worship. We worship. We worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we thank God on tonight. Glory to God. We give him all praise, all glory, all honor on tonight. Hallelujah. As we just magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We just magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We just magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. We praise him. We glorify him. We magnify him. And we worship him. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength on tonight. The joy of the Lord is your strength on tonight. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to share with you all on tonight, glory to God, something the Lord laid in my spirit. All last week and the week before, I listened to different men and women of God in ministry, glory to God, John MacArthur of his one, glory to God, and W.R.C. Spurrow is another one, glory to God, that I listen to, and Dr. Charles Stanley is another one that I also listen to. Before I go to bed at night, I listen to them. And then I also listen to Father Mike as well. And for these last past 2 weeks, they all been ministering and teaching the same message about when Jesus was hung and how he died for our sins and how he resurrected. And they was all teaching the same, saying the same thing, but their message was different. But it was all the same, the death, burial, and resurrection. Every day, every night, it was the same message. So from and when I listened to all their messages, and I said, okay. And then the next day, it was a different topic, but the same message. Then the next day, a different topic, but the same message. The next day, a different topic, but the same message. And it went on for like 2 weeks. And I was like wondering to myself, why are they talking about the same thing? Now, I know when God is trying to get his point across and when God is trying to deliver a message, sometimes he'll come with the same message, the same message, the same message. And, you know, as a prophet, we know in part, we see in part, and we prophesy in part. So one person will have one message, the next person have another message, and the next person have another message, but all their messages line up and come into agreement with another. So these men of the gospel and their teaching was all lined up, different messages, different topics, but they all were speaking about the same thing pertaining to the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I was like, man, I was not getting in my feelings, but I wanted to hear something different. But God wouldn't let them minister on nothing different. But they always say about the death and resurrection and the birth of Jesus Christ. So on yesterday, when I came on live, and then I talked to another woman of God, and I prayed with her, and I was just laying in, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit began to minister to me in reference to why he kept allowing me to hear the same message over and over and over, but in different content and different scenarios and different situations and different circumstances. And he began to minister to my spirit, and I was laying down, and all I could do was like, and I began to bang on the wall. I began to hit the wall because The revelation was so profound. And I just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. And God was like, this is how come I needed you to hear this message over and over again so that you can share with my people, my sons and my daughters, so that you can give them insight and give them revelations to what it's all about. So the topic today, as many of y'all seen on my social media page, the death, burial, and resurrection in a promise, because it's all about the promise. Glory to God. It's all about the promise. I do have some scriptures. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to give them. So when you go and you study, glory to God, as the word says, study thyself to show thyself approval, not unto God, not unto man, but unto God. Glory to God. And you can study in your leisure time and allow the word, glory to God, to minister to you. Allow what God is speaking through his word pour into you, download into you, to give you insight into what he's speaking in this hour. Not, you know, because the word says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Lord is speaking in this hour. But most times, God is saying, he that has an ear, let him hear what he's speaking, but he's speaking to us. So he's saying to you on tonight, he that has an ear, do you have an ear to hear what he's speaking to you personally on tonight? Glory to God. What he's been speaking to you personally, glory to God, since this year came into fruition, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, glory to God. So we know that the first Adam, which was Adam, he was created in the image of God and his likeness. And see, we know, as the words that many people say, the theologians, scholars will say, the first Adam failed, but God sent the second Adam. He sent himself to be born of flesh to walk this earth. See, the word, which is God, sent himself, which was the word, to walk this earth for a purpose, glory to God, for a purpose. Remember the death, burial, resurrection, and the promise, because it was a promise, glory to God. See, you got to go back to when the Israelites came out of Egypt. God gave them a set of commandments to follow, glory to God, and they had to follow it. If they did not follow all the commandments that God had given them, what was the penalty? Death. If you break your rule, you will be condemned to death. You would be stoned to death or hung to death or whatever, however they, you know, did it back then. So he sent the second Adam, glory to God. So I'm going to read, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read John, the 11th chapter, verses 25 to 26, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. And it says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in, adheres to, trust in, relies on me as the Savior will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me as Savior will never die. Do you believe this? The next scripture I'm going to read is John, the 12th chapter, verses 23 to 26. And Jesus answered them, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified and exalted. And I assure you, and mostly solemnly say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, just one grain, never more. But if it dies, it produces much grain and yields a harvest. The one who loves his life eventually loses it through death. But the one who hates his life in this world and is concerned with pleasing God will never keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must continue to faithfully follow me without hesitation, holding steadfastly to me, conforming to my example and living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. And wherever I am in heaven's glory, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. The last one, Mark the 15th chapter, verses 37 to 39. But Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed out his last, violently, solemnly, dismissing and releasing his spirit from his body in submission to his Father's plan. And the veil of the Holy of Holiness of the temple was torn into from top to bottom. When the centurion who was standing opposite him saw the way he breathed, his last being fully in control, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." And we're talking about the death, burial, and resurrection and the promise. Jesus was sent here for the promise that God promised us. The word says, the penalty of sin is death. The penalty of sin is death. Jesus was sinless, okay? He was a sinless man. He did not commit any sin. Even though the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they tried all their might to find something on him, to catch him doing something on the Sabbath. They called him the son of Beelzebub, and I mean, they tried everything to catch Jesus in a sin, but they couldn't find nothing on him, nothing. He was a sinless man walking the earth, teaching, ministering the word of God to the people. He had disciples that he picked and chose. Some of them left him, but there were 12 that remained. And he was preparing them. He was preparing the disciples to go out and make other disciples. He was preparing them to go out to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was preparing them to minister to the sick and the shut-in. And he was even preparing the disciples for his death, burial, and resurrection. But most importantly, the promise. It was a promise. Jesus didn't die just to die. He didn't rose from the grave. No. He wasn't buried just to be buried, just so the angels can come down and roll the stone away so that Mary Magdalene could find him, not to find the tomb empty. No, that was not it. It was a reason. He told the disciples, "I'm going to prepare." He was going up into heaven to prepare. He said, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions." He was going to heaven to prepare for our coming, for us, for you, for me. He had to die because of the promise of eternal life. Glory to God. If Jesus committed a sin, then the promise would never have been fulfilled. Glory to God. If Jesus committed a sin and he gave up the ghost, then the curtain in the temple would have never tore from top to bottom. If Jesus would have sinned, glory to God, then the purpose that he came, he said, "I didn't come to do away with the law, but I come to fulfill its purposes. So if Jesus would have committed a sin, the purpose of the law would never have been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And the veil in the temple would have never torn from top to bottom. And when we died, we would have died in sin and experienced death and tasted death and saw death. There will be no eternal life because we would just be dead. There will be no resurrection because we would just be dead. There will be this person dying. They waiting on the resurrection, the first resurrection to take place because there will be no promise. But because Jesus said, "I came to fulfill the purpose of the law," he came with a promise. He was sinless. And so when Jesus went to that tree, because he didn't die on a cross, he was hung on a tree. Side note, I told my sister, for you to really understand the past, sometimes you got to understand the future, how they martyred people, how they killed people back then. You know, in Rome, how they killed people in Rome. They will hang you outside for everybody to see. They will hang people on the castle in public to make a statement to say, if you do something, yeah, this is going to be you. They will hang people on the side of the road to give for a purpose to say, if you do something, this is going to happen to you. So Jesus was hung on a tree and two thieves was hung beside him. He was a sinless man, death, burial, and resurrection. He had to die. So when Jesus died, because the penalty of sin is death, and because he gave us a covenant promise of eternal life, he had to go and die. He had to take on our sins and die. Because the word said he was handed over to death. Okay? The penalty of sin is death. So when Jesus died, he was handed over to death. And because he said, there is eternal life, and you shall live, and I'm going to prepare a way in my Father's house. Oh, okay, I'm be handed over to death, but there's eternal life. The promise, I'm going to be handed over to death, but I'm going to take the keys of death because there's a promise of eternal life. So when Jesus died, he took on sin. Can you imagine? People say, well, how did Jesus take on sin and he was sinless? Well, he didn't take on any of the physical aspect of sins. He took on the spiritual aspect of sin. Glory to God. So he took all of our sins, every sin that you could think of, Jesus took on. Let me tell you, every sin that you could think of. From A to Z, even sins that we probably don't even think they are sins, he took it on. So because the word says the penalty of sin is death, Jesus took on all those sins. And because he had to die now, he was handed over to death. And because he took on all the spiritual aspects of, and the spiritual mechanisms of every human capacity of sin, he had to die. He had to be given over to death so that the promise can be fulfilled. So when Jesus took on our spiritual aspect and mechanism of sins, the purpose of the law was fulfilled. Because when he died and took on the sins, the temple, there was a great earthquake. He gave up the ghost. There was a massive earthquake. And the temple, the curtain in the temple tore from top to bottom. See, we think it is that, he did away with the sacrifice. Yeah, all that stuff was done away with. See, you have to look a little bit deeper. Oh, and see, they don't teach you that, okay, Jesus took on our sins so that we will have eternal life. Yeah, they say that, but they really don't go deep into it. Well, the curtain tore from top to bottom so that we can have direct access to God and so that we don't have to do no more sacrifices. No, the curtain tore from top to bottom because the penalty of death was also done away with because we was given a promise. So, yes, the curtain was torn top to bottom so that we don't have to do no more sacrifices and we don't have to offer no unclean lamb, no lamb without blemish, and offer pigeons and light the incense and have the Levitical priest go in the temple to make atonement. We don't have to send out a scapegoat, glory to God, because we already... Jesus fulfilled his purposes. We don't have to go and get the priest to inquire of God. Now we have direct access. We can go to God ourselves. Glory to God. But not only that, when Jesus died, the death penalty was squashed because he said, okay, I'm going to give them eternal life. But you got to believe. So because he was handled to death and he died for you and our sins, he went to hell. He went to hell. He didn't wrestle with Hades and all that stuff. No, he went to hell, took the keys from death. Why Jesus took the keys? Because he promised you eternal life. We will see death, but you won't taste it. You won't experience it. You won't live it. Because God said, I gave you a promise of eternal life. You will see death, but you won't experience it. You won't taste it. You won't even live it because you die now. You're going to become resurrected in him. You're going to go to heaven. You're going to have the eternal life, the promise. See, it has to be a death, burial, and a resurrection in order for the promise to be fulfilled. So if the death and the burial would have just took place by itself and no resurrection, we would not have the promise. We would see death, taste death, experience death, walk death, and all that stuff. We would never get to see heaven, ever. But isn't it so ironic that God said, I'm going to give you a promise of eternal life. So he gave us eternal life, glory to God. He gave us a promise because, see, the first Adam fell, but the second Adam didn't. Jesus didn't just walk this earth to be teaching and preaching and ministering. He didn't walk this earth just to perform signs, miracles, and wonders. No, he walked this earth to prepare us for the death, burial, and resurrection and the promise. But more importantly, the promise of eternal life. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The death, burial, and resurrection, and a promise, which is eternal life. I thank everyone for joining me on this evening. Remember, there's a promise that awaits us all, which is called eternal life. Glory to God. And I have some scriptures, glory to God, that I'm going to give you, and you can study at leisure time. Romans 8:34, John 11:25-26, John 12:23-26, Mark 15:37-39, Romans 4:25, Romans 6:23, and Matthew 28:2-7. To God be all the glory. Remember the promise, which is eternal life. Glory to God. May the peace and blessing of the Lord be with everyone on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.